In CI News this week, plans to legalise assisted suicide return to Westminster. Cosmetics company Lush is under fire for promoting mastectomies for gender-confused women. And a German footballer prays with members of the opposing team at the World Cup. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 19th of June. I'm Joanna Tim. Plans to legalise assisted suicide have returned to Westminster. Lauren Edwards' decision to resurrect Kim Leadbeater's controversial bill means it is set to be debated again in the House of Commons on Friday, the 11th of September. The CI's Simon Calvert pointed to lack of appetite among many to revisit the proposals.
She and her supporters at Dignity and Dying seemed deaf to the growing chorus of concern. Royal colleges have spoken out. Physicians are worried, psychiatrists don't want to be forced to help people to kill themselves, and pathologists have warned about the removal of proper scrutiny for deaths. Disability activists have expressed horror at what this bill says about the value of their lives.
Cosmetic shop Lush has come under fire for a window mural promoting double mastectomies for gender-confused women. Artwork at one of its stores in the southeast of England depicts a cartoon tiger emblazoned in the colours of the transgender flag, sporting the scars of breast surgery and bearing the slogan, "Proud of my stripes." Journalist Janet Murray, who had breast surgery for cancer last year, called for the painting to be removed. "Breast removal surgery is not something I regard as cute, playful or empowering, nor is it something I believe retailers should be celebrating." The artist, trans activist Bucky Ringsell, who describes herself as non-binary, accused her critics of being transphobic nutters. But Helen Joyce of Sex Matters described the message as disturbing, harmful and deeply offensive to women who have undergone mastectomy because of cancer. Germany midfielder Felix Nmecha was seen praying with members of the opposing team following Germany's World Cup victory over Curaçao. Nmecha, who has been bold in talking about his Christian faith, celebrated scoring the first goal of the match by kneeling and laying down his crown before God. When asked about the moment of prayer in a post-match interview, Nmecha explained that he sees his opponents as brothers in Christ.
Ja, wir sind halt im Spiel Gegner gegeneinander und dann nach dem Spiel sind wir alle Christen und wir sind so Brüdern und ja, dann haben wir einfach ein kleines Gebet zusammen gemacht, weil wir sind.
And finally, a baby born in the United Arab Emirates at just 22 weeks and 5 days has been allowed home after 129 days in hospital. Born at a British hospital in Dubai, Talia weighed only 400 grams. She was given a 30% chance of survival, but gradually put on weight and grew stronger, with no signs of any brain damage. Mum Jade said, "Our little warrior Talia has shown us what strength, courage and faith really mean. We spent 4 months by her side in the NICU, holding on to hope through every moment. We learned how to love through wires, alarms and uncertainty, how to smile while our hearts were breaking. The NICU changed us completely." To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.